It's coming up to 7:10 on this Friday evening. And we have Mon Ami in the studio and on the phone. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can we all hear, honey?
Hello.
There we go. Yes, we can hear you. So how are you guys doing?
Fine, good. Thank you.
Good, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much. And how does it feel to be here today? Because you've said you've only done a few radio interviews, but it's been on the phone. So how does it feel like to be in a radio studio?
Exciting. Yeah. It's fun. I was looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Honey, I can't really ask that to you because you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone. I was a bit poorly today, so had to stay at home. But it's great to hear a radio interview on the phone.
Well, hope you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you guys meet?
We all go to college together, Italia Conti, it's a performing arts school, and then we all became great friends.
We're all in different years, so I've just graduated, Benifa's in second year, but we all met when I was in my last year, so Honey and Benifa in their first year, and we all kind of knew each other anyway, but because like at Conti it's very like you're all one big family, there's only your year really, and there's only a few in that, so you all get to know each other in all different years, and we just kind of met, and our agent thought, like, we all got good voices together, like, let's see what you're like as a group, and we started singing, and boom.
So how long have you been together? How long ago was that?
A few months now.
July.
Yeah.
Wow. You're amazing for just being together for a few months.
Thank you.
Done well.
But I suppose the fact that you've known each other for so long helps as well. How long ago was it that you actually met and become friends?
I think it was July. Was it June? End of June, maybe.
No, but being friends, been friends for a few years now. I'd say 2 years. But then the group was made in July.
So is it something you thought you'd ever do yourselves, or is it because you had someone to put you together?
I think genuinely we all want to be like singers, but I've never thought of being in a girl group. Like I've always looked at Girls Aloud and stuff and thought that would be so fun, like all together sort of doing it. I guess it's something I've always wanted to do, but I've never actually gone ahead and gone, right, let's make a girl band.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So are you happy to be in a girl band rather than individual singers? Do you feel better being with each other?
I think definitely through the X Factor, being together was so much better because I couldn't do it on my own.
So what was it that made you want to go on the X Factor?
I think it was just an opportunity that came up and we thought it would help us get our name out there and obviously give us experience. So we did it.
We just thought we'd try it. You know, we didn't think we were going to get anywhere. We just thought, let's try it for experience, see how we get along together. And there we go.
And then you got through.
It worked out.
So unfortunately, your audition wasn't televised, but obviously it was successful because you're there where you are. How did it go, the audition?
Well, our first arena audition, we planned on singing a Madonna medley, which was Like a Prayer and Vogue. And then whilst we were performing, we had like timing issues. And so Simon stopped us.
Oh, no.
And we had to sing another song. And then he stopped us again.
Oh,
and then he made the five of us sing individually. Then thankfully we smashed that.
Yeah.
So we got through.
How did you feel to have to sing individually? Because as we were saying, you're good together as a band, and then you have to sing on your own in front of loads of people. How did that feel?
I literally, like,
it was the most scary thing in the whole world.
I can't even explain it. Like, we got told, you know, you might sing a different song, you might be asked to sing another song altogether, but no one said anything about singing on your own. So he literally just went to me, right, starting with you, and I was like, so obviously you're standing on Wembley stage and you've just got to think of a song. My mind's going like, and I'm turning to Manifa going, how's this start like that. But in the end I did it, and it helped. I think the crowd helped as well because they wooed all of us.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
and honey, you said it was really scary.
Oh my god, it was terrifying. You should have seen all our faces, especially Izzy, because she was starting. It was honestly, I was thinking through my head, what the hell is going on? It was just so funny as well. But poor Izzy had to start it off in front of all those people at Wembley. And she turned to us and just gave us the most lovely little look, and my heart went out for her.
Oh,
my mum was saying, she was watching on the monitor, and she said, I didn't know if you were going to run off the stage or just cry on the stage. So I must have looked bad.
But you got through it.
Yeah.
And you did get 3 yeses, but Cheryl said no, is that right?
She did.
How did that make you feel?
We were gutted because obviously we'd want all the judges to say yes, but I think that like gave us the motivation to like change her mind later on in the competition.
I think because she's done what we have as well, and she's the one who we thought would be on our side, so it was disappointing, but I think in the later stages, we kind of proved her wrong a bit.
And how does it feel to know that she's the mentor of the group, so she could possibly be mentoring you? Was that a bit, the one that said no might be mentoring us? How did that make you feel?
I think we did feel a bit like that at the start. We was a bit like, oh, God, she's not going to like us if she's our mentor. But they kind of put everything aside, and they're more about how you work in the process. So if you come back and you've worked on what they've said, then they'll forget about the first audition. So
Well, that's good advice as well for anyone else that's going to go out there. Listen to the judges.
Listen to them.
And have you had a chance to kind of get to know them as people? Is it a bit you just perform in front of them and then?
It is kind of like you don't see them in the day. They just come on for their bit. But after we did our boot camp performance, like Simon had made like the time to come and say well done to us, and we got to hug them all. And so yeah,
that's cool.
They're really normal. They're actually really nice.
Even Simon.
I love Simon.
Yeah, he was really nice. He gave us loads of constructive criticism.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And how do you feel about the two new judges? We've got Nick Grimshaw and Rita Ora. How do you think that makes the X Factor? Is it better? Or
I think Rita Ora is probably one of the best judges ever to be on the X Factor. Right. I mean, everything she says, she knows what she's talking about. She can relate to everyone. And she's so successful at the moment. So everything she says, you're taking on board. I think out of all four of them, she was probably my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Honey, what about you? Who's your favourite judge?
Gotta say Simon Cowell. Got a lot of love for him.
she fancies him.
I think Rita's really lovely as well. Like, she's gone through the same processes, and like, she went to Silver Young Stage School. We go to Performing Arts College, so she kind of knows the ropes and that sense. They're all experienced in their own field, so it was great to have like professional advice from them and actually sing in front of such amazing people.
Yeah, was that nerve-wracking, singing in front of such singers?
Oh, yeah.
They're so scary seeing them up close. Like, on TV, they look so different. You don't realise that they're actually human beings and sitting in front of you, watching you sing, and you're like,
So we've got two new judges this year. They've also changed boot camp a little bit because you had to sing with other contestants. Mm. What was that like?
I think for us, when we heard the whole process, you had to go quickly find people in a field. Literally, that was it. You had to just go up to people in a field and say, right, let's be in my group. And we happened to bump into the nicest boys that ever. Like, we were so chilled. We've become really good friends with them. We still talk to them now. Like,
it was great.
We were lucky.
There were other groups that were literally arguing, like, I don't want you in my group. We don't want to sing this song, etc.
Yeah.
But we just got along so well. We picked our song and we just got cracking straight away. So
that's
really
good. Because I did see on the TV, like, unfortunately, again, you weren't shown. Oh, no, you were shown at that point, weren't you?
Yeah.
There you go. There was your TV debut. How did that feel? Did you watch it back a million times, or did you think, I don't want to watch it?
That one, Wonderful World, was one of our favourite ones as well. So when we saw it back, we were like, yeah. Come on, girls.
Smash that.
Smashed it.
So you were saying that, like, you've made friends with other people. Is it now hard because they're your competition? Like, you want to be better than them. Was it hard to have to sing against them?
It is hard, but, like, at the same time, at this stage in the competition, we're in the group category and they're in, like, the solos male category, like, the people that we made friends with. So at this stage, we aren't, like, up against them, if that makes sense, in the competition, do you know what I mean? But they're just such nice guys that we got along with them so well and had so much fun whilst we were there. So I don't think we could ever not be friends with them.
And talking of the guys, there's rumours going around that Abby's got a bit of a romance. Is this true? Now that she's not here, because she couldn't make it tonight, but you can talk about her now.
At boot camp, they're really close, but I think, I don't know, they're both really busy, so they don't really get to see each other, so...
I think they both like each other, but, yeah, especially Josh. I mean, he's just gone... after his audition was shown.
He's just become a celebrity straight away.
Yeah. Bye, Josh.
He won't know you in his email.
No, he's lovely. Like, he still talks to us all, and as Manny said, that we're all really busy, so...
Yep.
Yeah, we'll just let everyone... We'll see what happens.
It'll be all over the newspapers. We'll find out about it anyway. And so you did get through to boot camp and you got to the six-chair challenge. How did that feel, getting through to boot camp? And is it nerve-wracking, the six-chair challenge?
When we knew we were through at boot camp, like, we got left in a room for about 5 hours before we actually... Not even 5 hours, probably seven or something like that, until we actually knew about boot camp. We were one of the last groups to go in. And we just literally... I've never screamed so much in my life. Me and Maniva, I've got a Snapchat of us. And I can't even speak. Like, it felt amazing. Because when you're in that room, you just don't know what you're going to do. And even though we thought we did really well, we thought, but hold on a second. Like, Cheryl might say no again.
Yeah.
That might be it. But it was amazing.
It was such an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Like, getting through was such a big relief. Because obviously you've worked so hard over
those
days at boot camp. So all you want is to get through and get a yes. So when we did, I was so happy.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So far, so you've been quite on a journey already, you say the X Factor journey. If you could change something that you've done so far, would you change it? Or are you happy with what you've done?
Only just the first audition. Yeah. I'd love to do that again.
Yeah.
Just because we had so much to show and he stopped us just as it was getting good. And I think it was just all a bit overwhelming. Like, we're on Wembley. That's the first time we've performed together as a group on stage is at Wembley. So obviously it was like,
that's pressure.
So no wonder we went wrong. Yeah. But yeah, that would be the only thing we could change, I think.
Me too.
Because everything else has been amazing.
Honey, what about you?
I think that the whole boot camp experience was just phenomenal. It was like a mini holiday for us, and we got to, like, we're all best friends and we got to grow away with each other, which was the best thing. And we got to, you know, like, have sleepovers and all of that, and we shared it with each other, which was the best thing. And that getting through and being in that room together was just, and sharing that experience was incredible. Like, I can't tell you the, like, pressure we had on us when we were in that room. I was holding all the girls' hands and everyone's hearts were beating. I could literally hear everyone shaking. Like, it was crazy. But would I change anything? Probably not. Maybe the first audition. But then, I don't know, would we have progressed so much and, you know, worked that hard, that much harder? We're hardworking girls, but I think that pushed us even further.
Very good point, honey.
Cool. Boot camp sounds really fun. I kind of want to do it, but I can't seem to save my life. So I'll never get there. I wouldn't have the confidence. And I did see on Twitter you did, like, sort of a backstage video of what you were doing. You was all singing together and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it
was
really
amazing.
Fun.
Oh my gosh, it was so
fun. It was so fun. Like, I was terrified for boot camp. I thought, oh my god, I don't know what this is going to be like. I had no idea. Like, we didn't know where it was or anything. It was all so secret.
Yeah.
And then when we got to this hotel, like the Grove, which is like amazing, this amazing hotel, I was like, okay, boot camp's gonna be good. And we got there and it was just so much fun, and especially when we became friends with such a nice group, like, we had a little clique and everyone sharing the same experience as you, and everyone's singing, and it was amazing.
Was it hard to see people go home?
Oh, it was so hard, especially in challenge one when Andy went home, and obviously we had made friends with him.
Yeah, he was like
days.
The dad of the group as well.
And to see him go was just so sad. But then it makes you realise, like, it's a competition.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh god.
And you're going
so
through the corridor and people are literally on the floor sobbing their eyes out, like, my life's over. And you're just like, and me and Manifa are there dancing in front of them.
Well, at least you're trying to keep them happy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to play a track that you've done now. It's a cover, With or Without You. I absolutely love this song. So we're going to play it here on Phoenix FM for you. This is Mon Ami, With or Without You.
Sleepless night without you.
I absolutely love that track. Sorry, guys. Oh. Just... Hannah, are you still there?
I am.
Good, good. You just said this was the first time you've heard that back. How did that feel to hear it back? Is it
amazing? Love it. I love that song. It was one of our favourites that we've done.
Why was it that one that you've chosen?
I don't know. I just think we all like that song, and when we sang it, we decided to do an acoustic version, and it just sounds so soothing and stuff. I don't know. I just like hearing it.
I think we like the way we've changed it up a bit compared to the original.
Yeah, it's more soothing, isn't it?
It's quite an emotional song as well. And when we did a gig the other day, we made a few people cry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Aww. That was nice to see.
That's nice, yeah. So, talking of gigs, I'm guessing you did a lot of that before X Factor.
No, yeah, we didn't actually. X Factor was literally the first thing we'd done, publicly.
Yeah. That must have been so scary then.
It was terrifying.
In front of all them people.
I'm not going to lie.
But you've done gigs since, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts have you performed?
We performed at Lincoln Pride last Sunday. That was amazing.
Yeah.
All the crowd were so energetic and really into us. And then we also performed in Manchester last Friday at a gig. And where else have we performed?
That's all we've done at the moment. But we've got a few things coming up. Yeah. We're doing some Christmas light turn switching on Cambridge. Yeah, well, we're hoping after X Factor sort of aired, more will come up. So
yeah.
Just got to wait.
How does it feel to sort of travel around? Because obviously you're not used to doing that. You haven't been together long.
Yeah, it's been so fun. It's been a camp going on holiday on a road trip. So it's been really fun. We've been sleeping in the car, stopping off at all the service stations.
Getting loads of sleep the whole way.
I can't help it.
So obviously you're together as a band, you're together all the time. Has there been any friction or any arguments or anything like that yet, or has it all just been fun so far?
I think we all have our little moments where if someone does a harmony wrong, we're stop, and we all get a bit aggravated. But we never actually fall out or have a full-on argument. We're all quite chilled. We're a very chilled group, so we just sort of let it go.
Yeah. Do you think that will...
Go on, honey. Pardon the pun, is he?
Sorry?
Pardon the pun.
Oh, yeah, pardon the pun. That's what we sang at boot camp.
Was it?
They didn't show us last week. Oh.
So do you think they'll stay quite chilled like that, or do you think you might end up getting each other's nerves a little bit?
I don't know. We get on each other's nerves, I'm guessing, but then 5 minutes later we make up, so it's fine.
Oh, that's good.
We're all very calm, non-argumentative people, so we should be okay now.
It's always good for a band to be all chilled. Yeah. And your name does mean my friends, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose it in French?
I just think it sounds nice.
Had a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Imagine my friends or mon ami. I think mon ami sounds well. Nice,
Do you know any other French?
Bonjour.
My dad's actually French, but I don't really know any. I should have done really well in French if I didn't.
Do you know any other languages?
No.
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 I do.
She does.
Go on, honey. What do you know?
I know a little bit of French and a little bit of Hebrew. Don't ask, just do.
Do you want to say some? Say some Hebrew.
Say something in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Shalom, ani chani.
Was that hello, my name is Honey?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I can say, where's my dog in Spanish?
Go on then.
¿Dónde está mi perro?
Okay, what about you, Manifa? Can you say
I know anything? How to say my name is Manifa.
In?
In French.
Oh. I thought you meant in English.
Je m'appelle Manifa. And do I know it in Spanish? I did take Spanish as a GCSE, so it's really bad that I can't remember.
Me amo.
That's it, me llamo Manifa.
Nice.
Yeah.
And do you have a name for your fans? Most bands have something. What have you called them? Amis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Our friends.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Okay,
so let's put X Factor aside for a minute. I'm going to just throw some random questions to get to know you girls a little bit better. Okay, so we're just talking about countries and languages. Where's the most exotic country you've been to individually?
Jamaica.
Oh, nice.
I think Malaysia for me.
Hannah, what about you?
The Bahamas.
Oh. The only other place I've been is Spain, so I feel a bit boring now in comparison to you guys. So that's pretty cool. If you could describe each other in one word, what would it be? It's kind of a tough one.
Oh my gosh. You start, Izzy.
Oh no, honey, you start.
What am I describing each person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Abby is our riffer. She can't be on the...
I was going to say that.
Unfortunately, because she's in a gig at the moment for college. But she is our riffer of the band. Manifa is our baby. She is the cutest one and our youngest one in the band. Izzy is just like the chirpy, happy Essex one. You know, we love a bit of makeup.
Love a bit of Essex as well.
Exactly. And I don't know, how would you describe me? I don't know.
Honey's owl. She's,
Oh, I don't know how to say it. She's always chirpy, but she likes to get things done.
She's a little princess.
Oh. Something wrong with
princess
her?
Princess honey.
And what about you guys? How would you sort of describe each other and Abby as well?
Oh, my gosh.
Abby. How would we describe Abby?
Ooh, she's weird. She can admit She would admit
she's
it.
Good weird. She's good weird. She's good weird. She'll come out with some very strange things, but you'll go, okay. Okay. Good point. She loves a riddle, Abby.
The shit. Yeah.
She provides us with some riddles. You'll get a WhatsApp at like 11 o'clock at night, like, look at this riddle. That's Abby.
I'd say Izzy's the gangster one. She likes a bit
of rap. I was going to say that about you. Oh, my God.
She's the funny one. She always makes everyone laugh. Like, there's never a moment when Izzy doesn't make us laugh. Oh, so, well.
That's good quality.
I was going to say Manifa was the G of the group.
You got two Gs.
Yeah. Manifa definitely takes that title. Honey would agree.
Honey, do you agree?
I do.
She teaches us the watch me whip, watch me nay nay dance.
Oh, nice. You should get that on your Twitter.
Yeah, I will be.
Do that. You should.
Also, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Ooh.
Oh my God, that's a hard question.
Mm. There's a lot of animals out there.
I'd be a lion so I can rule the people.
Rule the world. Nice. Honey, you got any ideas?
That's a hard one.
That is hard, because there's a lot of animals that I love, but I don't know if I'd like to see them.
Like what? What animals do you love?
I've got a dog, and he's a sausage dog, and he gets cuddled all the time, so I guess I'd like that sort of life, that you get cuddled all the time.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but also love penguins. They're quite cool.
Literally. Cool. Izzy, what about you?
Oh, I think I'd quite like to be a peacock. Because they just sort of roam around. No one touches them. Have my own space. Yeah. Just leave me to roam.
Sounds good. And going from animals to a superhero. If you were a superhero, what superpower would you have?
Ooh. I'd love to be like a little... I wouldn't like to be a fly, but like have the ability to like be a fly on the wall sometimes and just see what's going on.
Fair enough. Or you could be a spy.
Yeah, I could be a spy. Or a nosy person.
I'd love to be invisible.
That'd be cool.
Just like be in the room and no one would know you're there.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to mind read as well.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Well, there we go, honey. It wasn't quick enough.
Honey, what else would you want?
I don't know. I definitely like to mind read and know what's going on in people's heads. Because they always make silly faces when they're thinking about them. And you're thinking, what are they thinking? I don't know what else.
Nice. What about flying? Would you want to fly?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be pretty cool, yeah.
Fly, turn invisible, and then read someone's mind.
Oh, my gosh.
And turn into a fly on the wall. So as you mentioned earlier, you went to Italia Conti. Mm-hmm. So it's an acting school as well, right?
Yeah.
So have you all got a bit of acting in you? And
yeah, I mean, Conti's everything. So do ballet, tap, modern, yeah. Jazz, acting, Shakespeare, everything is piled onto you in those 3 years.
Yeah. So is it a bit intense, or is it obviously enjoyable?
It's very intense. Like, you have so much work to complete, but it's very fun at the same time.
Even though you're doing, like, your dancing and singing, they make you have to do written work as well. So even in third year, you do about 10 essays.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, oh. But then you have a ballet lesson the next day, so you're up and like, oh.
Yeah. Honey, what about you? What's your experience with Italia Conti?
In my second year now, with Manifa. I absolutely love it. It's a lot of hard work, though. It's a full-on day, but we really enjoy it.
And as you said, you do dance as well. So have you had a chance as a girl band to do any dance routines yet?
Well, that's the thing. Our first audition, Simon stopped us right before we were going to go into our dance routine.
No.
So we did have a dance routine.
Yeah.
And we do some dancing in the sixth chair, a few subtle movements.
Cool. And when's that on? Just to remind us.
It starts this Saturday. This Sunday at 7 p.m.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you going to be watching yourselves?
Of course.
Do you get a bit like, because I know some people hate hearing themselves or watching themselves back. Do you like watching yourself?
I hate watching myself. You hate it? When we watched Challenge Boot Camp the other day, we were just screaming. Every time someone comes in, I was like, ah! I was going really hot. My heart was going. Like it.
What about you guys?
I like to watch us as a band, but I hate hearing myself back, like singing solo. Oh, I cringe every time. Oh.
Honey, what about you?
Oh, it's hilarious watching ourselves on television with each other. We all scream like mad and can't even hear us speaking because everyone's screaming so loud.
We had Sam Callahan in yesterday. He was on X Factor in 2013. Mm-hmm. And he kind of gave us a bit of inside info that they, when he was on, they kind of took his phone away so he couldn't contact his friends and family. Has that happened to you guys yet? Or how would you cope if it did?
Oh my gosh, that didn't happen to us this year.
It happened once, thankfully. And that was when we went to find out if we got through to the six-year challenge. They took everyone's phones in a box, and I was like, I don't know why. But yeah, we had our phones quite a lot.
Yeah, we had our phones.
I Snapchatted every minute.
I did notice you were taking a few selfies as you came into the studio today.
Yeah, I did like a Snapchat.
So how would you feel if, like, I meant more friends and family than the actual phone, but how would you feel if you couldn't speak to your supporters?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't like that. Because I speak to my mum all the time. Like, I let her know everything that's
happening. Yeah, our mums are very in the loop. Like, they're literally waiting for every bit of information. Like, we're going on stage now, they're like, okay, tell us as soon as you get off.
And your mums are quite good friends as well, aren't they? I've seen on Twitter. As obviously, I met through you guys as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's really nice to all be there. Mm-hmm. So how can your Amis, is it Amis? It is Amis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Find out more about you, or if they, people just heard you for the first time, haven't seen you on X Factor, like, how can they get to know about the band?
Well, on YouTube, we have a cover to Diamonds by Rihanna.
Which we're going to hear in just a moment, which is cool. Yeah.
And you can follow us on our social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Monomy Official.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that everything yet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook. Did we say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, girls, for coming in. It's unfortunate Abby couldn't be in. Honey, thank you for being on the phone. Sorry for all the trouble.
Thanks for phoning in.
No worries. As I just said, we're going to play Diamonds for you now. But yes, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck
thank
for your
you
for experience
you.
Journey.
Thank you.
So, as I say, here is Mon Ami with their cover of Rihanna's Diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright.
Beautiful sea, I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. Vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. Diamonds.
So shy.